Hello and welcome to The Blurs, the Black Nerds with the Word. This is a podcast where us blurs discuss comics, manga, anime, movies, and much more happening in pop culture. This is one of your hosts, Marcus Andre, and with me I have...
This is Drew, reporting live, the Double D, Dirty Dwarf, staying safe, wearing a mask. We just had Thanksgiving. Still eating leftovers. As soon as this episode ends, I'm going to give me a plate. So I'm starving. I like to starve myself for Thanksgiving. I feel like that's part of the tradition. So that's what I'm doing again today. Leftovers.
Thanksgiving, we don't eat till 2 p.m. beforehand. We starve.
2 p.m.? That's, man, that's nice. So
At the earliest.
I ain't eat till 5. Yeah, 5.
Ain't around like 3? 3, probably?
That's cool. Yeah, that's not bad.
Right. That's weird. Everybody used to get on my family because we ate at 2:00. And now it seems like everybody eating earlier.
You know? So it depends where you at. Like up here, if I'm up here, it's like with like nuclear family, like as far as my parents, my brother, and that's it, it's only 2 p.m. If I'm down south, it's like at least 4 at the earliest.
Yeah, the more people, I feel like the later it's going to get.
Yeah, like some other parts, like if I'm with my aunt and them, it's going to be like 6 p.m. You sitting here just been starving all day. They're going to tell you get some food, but you're like, if I get food, I'm trying to go down, try to at least have 4 or 5 plates.
Yeah. Third after. I always hate waiting too. Like even when my mom like cook, I'll be like, all right, just let me taste something at least. Let me taste something.
Something, bro.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to give me some cornbread, a little bit, hush puppies. But yeah. But all right, shout out, what's the name of Big Homie Kenny? We out here, Murder Moco. Just got done with Thanksgiving, smacked down some plates, got done with the leftovers and everything.
Oh, so you already done with them?
Oh, shoot, bro. I ran through. But yeah. Wow. I mean, hey,
that's impressive.
I wish I was, if I was down south, I would not be close and I wouldn't be here today because I would be in the itis coma. That's just a different story. But yeah, it's been real. Hope y'all had fun. Stay safe and everything. Pass off to my man Jess.
What's good, y'all? New episode. I'm hyped. I hope everybody's staying positive even after the holidays, man. I don't know about y'all. I'm actually eating my plate right now. Wait until afternoon.
No waiting. I like it.
But yeah, let's kick it off. Let's have fun.
All right, so let's get into news. Does anybody have news this episode?
Only news I got is that Marvel's starting next big event, The King in Black. Focusing on Venom and his villain Null. It's going to be a whole universe thing, so expect a bunch of tie-ins as far as from Spider-Man, Avengers, even X-Men. It's going to be a big event. The Venom events have actually been really good. They've, what's the name, your interests. Every now and again, they might have some subpar parts, but they do have like at least a satisfying conclusions and set up for future stuff. But yeah, that's what's coming next.
I got to start Donny Cates' Venom run. I heard it was very good, and it makes you actually care about Eddie Brock. So.
Yeah.
I do got one. Well, I mean, it's not really like blurred type of news, but the Mike Tyson fight's tonight.
Yep.
And I'm mad, and I'm going to miss it because I work tomorrow morning.
Damn.
So I'm going to see it on Twitter.
That's really happening. Okay.
Yeah, it's happening. And the rules are so weird. It's like no knockouts, no – have y'all seen them?
I saw like 2-minute rounds and everything, and I was like, wait, that's short as hell. But
Somebody – okay, here it is. I don't know if it's true. I hope it's not true. It says no knockouts allowed, no judges ringside. Winner will not be declared. Wait, what?
What's the point of even doing this?
Yeah. If a cut occurs, the fight is over. No betting is allowed.
What?
8x2-minute rounds.
I mean, this is for charity, but my thing is, it should be like, all right.
What do you mean, there's no winner? What does that mean? I hope it's not true. I was reading off an Instagram post, so hopefully that's not the case. But if it is, that's gonna suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully it's just rumors, but
yeah,
that sounds a little, I don't know. We'll just have to see, I guess.
Yeah.
Somebody going to get hit and turn into dust. Both of them too old, but I don't know. That's all I got.
All right, so let's get into books. I'll go first this week. This week I read Superman by Bendis. The artists are Ivan Reis and Joe Prado and Oakley Albert. Surprisingly, this run on Superman hasn't been unenjoyable to me. It has been slightly pleasant. I heard Bendis' run on Superman was bad, but I finally read like the first maybe 11 or 12 issues, and it isn't great, but it isn't trash either. So it takes place after Superman and Supergirl fight Rogol Zor, this alien that claims to have destroyed Krypton. So instead of Krypton blowing up by itself, they say Rogol Zor did it. So after that, Superman is just trying to get reacclimated to life and stuff like that because his father, Jor-El, took his son, John, and Lois on a trip through space to kind of bring John into manhood and let him see the world. And Superman is kind of freaking out because the tracking device he had for them is broken. And he's trying to preoccupy himself by, you know, saving the world and talking to different Justice League members, things of that nature. And one day after some adventures, he realizes that the Earth is in the Phantom Zone. So he works with different superheroes like the Atom and the Atom's protege, and Adam Strange is in there, but he really doesn't do anything. There's this one funny bit where Earth is gone and Adam came back from Ron. He's just like, guys, where's Earth? This isn't funny. Where's Earth? So the Atom and Flash figure out how to bring the Earth out of the Phantom Zone. But while they were in the Phantom Zone, Superman had to fight Rogol Zor again. And Rogol Zor teamed up with the worst criminal in Krypton's history. But that criminal didn't know that Rogol Zor killed the Kryptonians. And then we also get Zod in there. Zod goes into the Phantom Zone because he hears that Earth is gone. And he throws down with Rogol Zor. And the difference between him and Superman is that Zod will kill Rogol Zor. And Superman is just like, man, I really want to, but it's against my principles. You know what I'm saying? I don't, you know, so he bitched out. But Superman... It was a good read. Oh, and then John comes back. John, his son, comes back, and he's older. He's a teen. Like, Bendis skipped his development to, like, 17. So he tells the story of what happened. Lois came back earlier, but he tells what happened after Lois left him and his crazy grandpa, Jor-El, and he got stuck on Earth 3, and Ultraman, the evil version of Superman, was coming to vent to him and stuff, because he's the opposite of Superman. He's kind of like a bitch. He's just, you know, crying about different things and stuff like that. He's very unstable. Got to read the rest to see how he came home. But I actually like John as an older person, so you could do more stories with him. A lot of people didn't like that Bendis aged him up so rapidly. We miss all his teenage years and stuff like that, but I guess he just didn't want to write about a kid. But overall, I give it like a 7 out of 10, or maybe like a 6.9, somewhere around there.
I got another berserk flashback when you mentioned Zod. It scared me for a minute.
Oh yeah, that that ox's name is mm-hmm. Zod or something.
Yeah. Anybody else got something that they read this week?
As far as me, X of Swords just finished up this week. Gotta say it was actually good. It was a good ending to me. What's the name? I don't know how everybody else thought about it, but it was a good ending to me. we finished up the contest. All, like, let's say all the X-Men came to the plate, let's say Otherworld to fight, while all of Arako's mutants came to fight, and it was a good, let's say, good melee war type thing. And then after that, it basically wraps up Apocalypse's story arc in the new, continuity as far as X of Swords and just the whole new House of X and storyline, whatever, as far as Apocalypse's character, because he's been doing stuff on the low, but it really shows the whole part. He just wanted to reunite all mutants with each other because Arako is part of Krakoa. Like, they were once one full island known as Akoro a while ago, but basically something had happened and demons popped out of the crack, and that Apocalypse and his wife, like, and his kids had to fight for the future of the world. So they separated them two, and that Arako went to a different dimension and everything while Krakoa stayed here. And then we get what we have now, but he ended up being the guy to end it all. And now Arako's rejoined with Krakoa. He leaves with his wife and kids to the dimension to hold off the demons and everything. And that's the end of that. As far as what happened in DC this week? Really nothing really happened in DC this week.
Nope. There is something that happened. The other history of the DC universe.
Oh, you mean I didn't get a chance to read that. Yeah, I saw that, but I didn't get a chance to read it. It's with Lightning and Green Lantern. What's name? John Stewart, Green Lantern.
Is really the main character is Black Lightning, and he's telling his point of view. I forgot about that. It is written by John Ridley. I think that's his name. I'm gonna check that out right quick. But it is from Black Lightning's point of view about how he got his powers and everything like that. Yeah, it is by John Ridley. And it starts in like the 60s and is moving forward. I'm halfway through it, but it's very preachy to me. And if you looked at Luke Cage, like, you remember the second episode where he's like, how dare you say nigga in front of this building in Harlem? Like, it's just like, I don't know. I'm tired of seeing black trauma in media, and it makes you feel bad about it because it's your people and you finally get to read about your people in the medium that you like. But it's not like Far Sector. It's not like Far Sector where it's just black people being people. It's about, you know, gangs and stuff like that. He's like that one teacher that the students go to get away from gang life and, you know, get a better education and everything like that. And I get tired of looking and reading that type of material. I'm jaded by it. So hopefully it doesn't end like that. I do like Black Lightning's view of Superman and John Stewart, though. He remarks how they never they're always floating when they're talking to people. And that's like a sign of superiority, you know, the subtlety and stuff like that. So he's just like, you don't really understand us all the way, because if you were really down to earth, you know, you would have both feet planted on the ground and talking to us like we were equals. So I did like that. But it's getting good reviews, though. But that's it for that.
Yeah. I just can't recall like what I read from DC this week. That's the only reason why I said. I remember seeing that was released. I might check it out though. But other than that, that's all I read this week.
Anything from you, Jess?
Reading wise, no, not this week.
And y'all know I did not read it either. So we on the watching. Let me see.
In music.
Watching music, podcasts, movies, whatever you feel that you've been looking at or listening to.
Yeah.
All that shit.
All that. I'm on like season 3 of Full Metal Alchemist. I think the third episode of it. So I'm like almost halfway done with it. It's a really easy watch. It's really good. So I see why people call it a classic and all that. So I'm definitely glad I watched it. Oh my goodness, forgot to mention. So, you know, I gotta talk about Boruto. The latest Boruto episode, episode 175. Not sure if y'all seen it or y'all seen the eclipse or whatever, but I'm gonna be honest with y'all. This is the best episode they've had, like straight up. This fight that they had was one of the most beautifully animated fights I've ever. It's, you remember the fight against Momoshiki in the anime with Sasuke and Naruto. And now that was like a whole bunch of hype behind it because the animation. This one is just as good with that. Team 7 versus Deepa and Konohamaru and Orochimaru versus Victor, the two inner members from Kara. That fight was so good. Like, the whole episode is just beautiful. Spoiler alert. Sarada unlocked her second Tomo Sharingan. I love that. That was just a great moment to see. And she did it because she was protecting Boruto from, like, one of Deepa's last blasts from his jutsu. It was just a great moment to see, you know, because usually and Uchiha will get their Sharingan or get their level up for the Sharingan from, like, something tragic happening or, like, some death or whatever. But she got him just from, like, protecting Boruto. That was a good moment. We saw Sage Mode Mitsuki. There was a lot of ones. I really, if you don't watch the arc, you don't have to. I mean, you probably should, but if you don't watch the arc, that's fine. But I definitely recommend you to watch this past episode because it was fire. And the next one, I think, in the episode that's coming out, tomorrow, Sunday. Naruto, he's gonna put the hidden leaf on lockdown, so they're going in phase one because he's finally realized that there's car members in the hidden leaf, out the hidden leaf, in all the great nations. So he's putting the hidden leaf on lockdown to weed out, you know, the car members that are actually in the hidden leaf village. So that's a good, this is just another example of the anime that's expanding on the Owl arc that's gonna happen. Because you remember when Kashin Koji went into the hidden leaf, and they didn't recognize that there was an intruder in the hidden leaf because he had a familiar chakra with him. And yeah. Wink, wink. Yeah. So this episode that's coming up is sets playing it up on for that. That. Exactly. It's playing. It's setting up for that. It's setting up Ino's family of the Yam. I don't even know her last name, but Ino's clan with the mind transfer jutsu and the whole sensory ability. So they're setting up that whole lockdown with the hidden leaf. So this is we're going straight into the manga content now. So yeah, but this past episode was probably the best one I've seen from Boruto, at least. It was the best one. But that was really it. In terms of me watching.
That what's the name of that was a real Victor or no?
Oh no, that's Victor. That's Victor. I mean he's obviously not.
I'm talking about like a clone. What's like yeah, I said like yeah or something, because you know you next and everything.
I think that's really him. I don't think it's a clone. I just think somehow, some way, either in the next episode or the episode after that, we're gonna see how Victor survived. Oh yeah, I forgot to tell you. Yeah, Victor got swallowed up by the synthetic God tree.
Yeah.
So usually somebody would just instantly die from that, but obviously knowing the manga, he's not dead. So it's pretty interesting to see how they do that. Also, people think that Deepa is dead because he got hit with the rust. He got hit with the super high compressor Sengan, and then a huge boulder from the debris fell on him. But I think the same thing is going to happen with Obito. Like, they're going to think he's dead, but he's not dead. But I do think he's going to die alongside Victor at the hands of Kashin Koji. I think Kashin Koji is going to burn them because that'll be the end of the manga. So super, super hype, looking forward to that. But that's all I got from watching.
It's really interesting to see how like the anime is approaching it compared to like the way the manga is doing it, honestly.
Yeah, it is. It is like the manga really is just a snapshot of what it is. Like they'll show like the main thing is like this fight is happening. But the anime, now that they're finally expanding on the manga and not just doing their anime only content, is making it just a better product. Like it's painting the full picture. So that people, because me, since I already know the manga, I kind of enjoy the anime better. But people that are anime onlys and don't really like watch Boruto or kind of drop Boruto because of all the filler and stuff. When they binge watch it, they're going to really appreciate how it plays out, how the story plays out. So I think they're doing a great job. As of, like, this whole year, they've been fire, actually. I know next year they're going to be going crazy when Kawaki gets introduced and all that.
Yeah. I think we're really heading towards that time period in it. With the,
yeah, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
True. Yeah. Well, as far as me, I picked up Overly Cautious Hero. It's an anime about a guy who's, like, it's in the title, Overly Cautious. He gets sent into, like, an RPG type world or whatever, where he has to save a cat, like, he has to save a world from, like, demons and shit. And, like, he, like, it's, like, literally a little bit like RPG type stuff, as far as, like, he has attacks, stamina, all the other stuff. But he plays it so overly cautious that it's hilarious. And not like overly cautious as in like he's scared. Like overly cautious as in he's like always stoic and everything and always overthinks things and wants to be like has 100% advantage. Only thing I do have to warn about this, it has a ton of fan service. So if you're not ready for any of that, just be prepared.
How many episodes do we got?
Only 12, one season.
Okay.
It's a decent watch. It's a decent watch. But yeah, also coming out this week on December 4th, this Friday, Big Mouth Season 4, if anybody's a fan. But yeah, Big Mouth Season 4 comes out. Going to binge it.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. I actually don't really like Big Mouth that much, but that just reminded me that Attack on Titan's coming out on December 6th. Next
Sunday. Yeah, this next weekend.
Wow, I was really hoping to catch up in the manga before Attack on
Titan. Oh, yeah. Next Sunday, yeah.
Jeez.
I have a hate-love relationship with Big Mouth. It's very, I think it's very educational for the kids, but it feels so strange watching these children have those type of discussions and those type of interactions without feeling gross.
Yes.
It is funny. I will say that, but yeah, you have to watch a few episodes in this season before you can get acclimated to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I got a question. So the characters, are they actual children or are they like teens, like little, like young teens?
They're in the sixth grade, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh my goodness. Oh, okay.
We're talking like they're at, like they're 11 to 12 year olds. They're not teenagers or anything. 11, 12 year olds with all these really, really vulgar adult themes. And it's just like, I remember I saw one meme with like Meech on Mars. And it says like, it's like, he has a picture of him. Like say, you nasty bitch. Go ahead, keep going.
And that, I seen that.
And that sums up perfectly that whole show. Like literally every time you think they can't get more disgusting, more obscene, more why the hell am I watching this, they say, hey, we're about to take it to another level. And it's just like from the first episode, it starts off on a wild level, but it keeps you entertained. It's funny. Like Marcus says, it is educational to a degree. But it's just that, like, it's something, like, you think Comedy Central, like, imagine South Park at its most wildest it ever been. Then multiply that by 10, that's what you get Big Mouth.
Yeah.
You think South Park is less wild than Big Mouth?
At its wildest, nah. Big Mouth goes a big step further. I mean, my thing is, the only reason why, because of censors and everything. That's the reason why I feel like South Park can go to that level.
If South Park was on Netflix, good God.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That joke would be wild.
I think South Park is pretty wild on, like, when you watch the unedited stuff. Yeah,
Like if you go there and you watch it there, but I'm talking about, say if they had the chance to do that all the time instead of just like, okay, we know we can have this in edit, but they can just say, they can just have that there in full post, no censoring, nothing at all like Big Mouth does, they'll be on another level.
Now, another reason I like Big Mouth is because it's very honest. When I was that age, I was thinking about that stuff. I was a nasty little something, you know what I'm saying? And those kids, those kids be thinking about wild shit. But when you think about it as a boy, you just like, damn, I thought like that too. You know, getting your hormones and all of that shit. So yeah.
I mean, like you start to dabble in it at that age, but they fully embrace like their like already in high school type shit, like past that. And I'm just like, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. Like, I mean, everybody, you know, around that time, you know, hormones started going crazy. But what I've seen from it, like, I'll be honest, I was not doing that at 12. Like, I don't know, man. Maybe I got to watch a couple episodes to, like, try to relate. But I feel like, I mean, obviously, this is, you know, adults like the show more. Adults probably watch the show more. But I feel like a kid that's that age, like around 12, 13, whatever, will enjoy it more than like me personally. Cause it's like what you said, these are sixth graders. I'm like, ugh. If they were high schoolers, I would have no problem. No problem at all. But these are sixth graders, man. I don't know, man. That's a little too young. That's just me.
Heck, man. It's how it is. But anybody else been watching anything?
Yeah, I actually picked back up on God of High School. It's been a while, only because I've been busy.
Oh, God.
You know? But I'm only on, like, episode, like, 6 or 7. And the show's really good. It has good momentum to it. So, G-Mota just beat his friend.
Oh, yeah.
His just became friend. Mm-hmm. What's the other dude's name again?
The dude with the rolled-up dress shirt. Like the... Dawi?
Yes.
Dawi? Something like that.
Something like that. I like how we're getting a taste of like these characters' backgrounds, but we're not really getting a taste of their background. Like, we really don't know where they essentially came from. Even, what's his face? Gene. We're just now meeting his grandfather, like midway through this. Don't know anything about his parents. And they're kind of complex, you know. They're kind of complex. Like even like what's his face, Dawi. How this is a pretty gruesome show. The way they're fighting, honestly. He just fought like the dude with the bats.
Yeah, I remember that.
And he was just whooping him with it. I was just like, dang, man. And I don't know. I love those like overly smart like people that be fighting and everything. Just because, like, it's just hilarious to me. It'll be like, I've done, like, I collected all the data on you and everything. And I'll just be like, what's wrong with this man, bro? But this show's pretty good. I'm only halfway through it, dude, because I know there's, like, 12 or 13 episodes left. And now this whole tournament that they're in really is just, like, taking a whole different turn. Like, Dawi is, like, in, like, this dude's office with, like talking about, I know there's a little bit like a more of like a dark turn to like this. Now, what is
that? Oh yeah, dang, I forgot what it's called. It's like it's basically learning this power from like because some of the people that have this power they borrow it from these beings like these gods or these statues or whatever. For example, if somebody were to want the power of like Zeus or something like that, then they'll have to have like a contract with Zeus or something like that to summon them in like a fight or whatever, something like that.
Yeah, because he's referring to all these kids who are like super strong as like these tiger cubs or something like that, and I'm assuming that's like some sort of next level just martial arts with them. But the show's really interesting so far. But yeah.
That show is different, man. In like a bad way though, because like knowing that they skip so much, I heard it's one of the worst adaptions.
It was funny because I was gonna actually text you, and I was like, hold on, didn't Drew say this was the show that skipped like 100 chapters in the manga or something like that?
Yeah. They skip. They like I'm not even exaggerating. I heard it's like 100 something chapters. So that's why you're not seeing some of these backstories. You're gonna see Jin Mori's backstory though.
You're
gonna see that. Yeah, it's that you're gonna feel that the entire show, all the episodes. You're gonna be like this is fun to watch, but like what's actually going on?
Yeah,
that's and I hate that because it's like I don't know if it's me just not like paying attention to with the sub and stuff, or I don't know if it's just them like. The writing is just sped up, but The end. I'll say the end of the season is fire, but it's just I don't know if I'm gonna watch the second season. It's just so confusing.
Oh wow. Okay. Yeah.
It's just so confusing, like, because I don't want to go through reading the manga to understand the anime. You shouldn't have to do that. That's what anime is for adaption. So I shouldn't have to go back. But plus, I don't feel like doing it. But yeah, I don't know. I might.
It really depends. No, let me not say that, honestly. I might honestly read it.
You just got to see for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'll see. I'll finish the anime. I was planning on reading the manga first, but I was at work, and I was just like, you know what? Let me actually, like, see what's going on and just, like, pick back up on this. But, yeah, it's good animation and everything. I just don't like this. I don't understand the stars in his eyes, though, but maybe that's still something that –
I don't think that's anything. I think that's just his character design.
It's interesting. Okay. All right.
I think.
All right. But aside from watching, that's all for me for this week.
Unrelated, but I'm really interested in what anime is going to win anime of the year. It might be Jujutsu Kaisen. Because last year it was a Demon Slayer, and everybody was mad about that. Because Jujutsu Kaisen has the most hype right now of any ongoing anime that's going on. Like, I'm telling y'all, y'all got to watch that joint. It's crazy.
I keep seeing the commercials for that stuff everywhere.
I keep seeing, like, so much stuff on the media for that. And it's like, I don't want to look at it because, like, I want to definitely read the manga first. Honestly.
You could do that. But, I mean, anime, it's really good. Bro. Like, the adaptation is perfect. The animation is great. It's crazy. You know, the stories, the character. I would not be surprised if it wins
it. It looks like it's really crazy. Like, I got on the phone with my friend probably a week or two ago, and I told him I was about to start watching. He was like, oh, that joint hot, bro. You better watch that joint hot. And I was like, okay, all right. No,
I want to start, but I want to know when they don't their first season first. Now,
just okay. That's understandable. I'm so used to just watching stuff weekly just when I was a kid, so I'm just used to doing it with anime. But yes, the same studio that made Attack on Titan. So,
all right,
that's the reference. That's the reference you need right there.
Who decides anime of the year?
Isn't it Crunchyroll?
Is it Crunchyroll? I forgot who decided it last year.
I think they're biased. Cause like, don't they have their own like anime that they produce, right? Or they sponsor, whatever.
They did God of the Tower of God and God of High School.
Yeah, it's Crunchyroll, unfortunately.
It is Crunchyroll?
Yeah.
I don't think they'll be biased.
If they put
Tower of God, if they are, that'll be wild. Boycotting. Yeah. Nah. If they do that, they're definitely biased. But it should definitely be Jujutsu Kaisen.
It'd be so
then you can get a wild nomination, in my opinion.
It would be so wild if they said Tower of God.
Nah.
I only see a nomination for that. It'd be so more disrespectful wild than how the Grammys did The Weeknd.
I don't think The Weeknd's album was that great.
It wasn't that great.
R&B album of the year.
Not to be R&B album, but to the audience of pop, you understand how much the people of the Caucasus Mountains really love The Weeknd's music as far as after he sold out, let's say, from back in the day. Because, like...
Oh, wait. He was nominated for pop? I mean, they wanted him to get nominated for pop?
For like, he didn't get any nominations, not for pop, not for Song of the Year, nothing. Not even top male performance, anything. Like, they didn't give him any nominations at all because the full story goes, like, what's in from all that is that they brought in a whole bunch of new people for the board, and on top of that, he was supposed to slate to do a Grammy performance, but he asked that to perform at the Super Bowl. And since they was like, all right, well, fuck that nigga, since he want to come perform at the Grammys, so they didn't nominate that man. And after that, so that's part of the Grammys controversy. And after that, the other Grammys controversy is the rap album categories, as far as it's Nas, D-Smoke, somebody, what's it, Royce 5?
Freddie Gibbs.
And a couple other people, instead of like pop, baby, little bit, what's name, little bit
songs that actually do numbers.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, here's the thing I have with this. I do not think Lil Baby should have got a Grammy. I don't think that album.
Not even a nomination.
Not even. I'm not saying the Grammy. Not even a nomination, my nigga.
All right, a nomination, sure, but not the Grammy. I think who should have won. Who should have been nominated and should get the Grammy
is Roddy Ricch. Roddy Ricch's album was tough.
I'm okay with that too.
The whole way through.
But he ain't get a nomination either.
I was about to say,
Roddy didn't get a nomination. I was like, yo, bro, this is honest. Like they said, they wanted to go for a more
traditional hip hop.
Like this hip hop. I'm like, go with the people who's doing numbers, people who the fans love and everything.
Exactly.
I was again that the Grammys, they really don't pay attention to what's really hot in the hood or hot in the streets.
Like, I'm not gonna say I love Nas. Nas is a legend.
Nas is a legend. I'm not
who listens to Nas anymore? Like, come on now. Like, these old, it's old heads, bro. I'm telling you, it's these old heads.
His last album, I actually listened to his last album. It's Flame. I like it, but I'm not putting that up there as like album of the year.
Lil Baby is the biggest rapper right now. If we're being honest, like consistent, like in terms of, I mean, we know Drake is, you know, whenever.
But is the album that great though? Like, yes, is it really that great? Yes. No, I disagree.
You understand between him and Roddy, I'm gonna give it to the Lil Baby almost. I mean, it's only a little. It's okay. not big margin. It's a small margin.
I'd rather listen
to each their own. But I wore that little Roddy Roddy Ricch album out. Like I was surprised. I didn't like that song with DJ Mustard. I was just like,
Knee High Fashion?
Yeah. No, it was all right. Not High Fashion.
I grew into that song.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I know what
you're
talking
about.
Oh, yeah. My girl plays that in the car like all the time. I was like, all right, this is cool.
But yeah, as far as that, Grammys do better.
2 Chainz, So Help Me God. I listened to that album.
How you feeling?
I give it a 7.4. He's not.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's some tough beats on there. And 2 Chainz is rapping, but it just like it doesn't have like a message. He's just in his like. He's just like in his like OG bag. Like, let me show y'all I can still rap, you know. And shout out to the production because the production is Flames. He got this one song with Wayne. And
you mean the Moneymaker joint?
Yeah.
Yeah, has a guy, the guy sample in the background, and it's like what's the name? It has like the band performing it. Cause they had like an HBCU band performing the joint in the background as far as like you have a piece of my love. Like, all right, it's like
I'm just like, why is Wayne on the blackest songs? Like he's always on like the black like with Solange and everything like that, and this nigga a coon coon.
Did Cardi drop his album yet?
No,
I do not understand the hype for this man's album. I do not understand.
The man reappeared on Twitter out of nowhere and said, "I got me some bitches. They thought I was gay, and it went crazy for some fucking reason." And I was like, cool with this joint, but I don't understand the hype.
Bruh, once you go to a Cardi concert. And once you on the front row, you will understand the hype, bro. The hype is literally hype. That's all it is.
Yeah. I gotta go to a, I don't know about going to no concert.
Oh, yeah. I do remember. Tiger Fest, bro.
Come on. Yeah, bro. I do remember when he did come to Towson that one year. And I was like, okay. Yeah.
But I was on the floor, bro. That joint, bro. Like, once you listen to the, cause like his song is literally like rage. What is it called? We in the pandemic, so I forgot what they call it. When everybody in the circle, everybody just
the mosh pit or something.
Mosh pit. That's it. It's literally mosh pit music. Like once you're in it, you go, okay, now I understand where I'm really supposed to listen to the song at. You don't just listen to it like when you're chilling, like just sitting here, like
you can't listen to that. They calling me great. Slap.
You got to be in a mosh pit to hear that to enjoy it.
I won't even lie. I remember I was actually up in the stands, and I was watching the monster. I was like, "Yo, are they fighting down there?"
Bruh. Like, I lost a watch, bro. Somebody stole my watch in that mosh pit, and I wasn't even mad. That's how wild that thing was.
Like, hey, it's Cardi. It happens.
it really happens. I was like, I'm gonna wear the fit that I really don't care about, and I'm gonna just have fun. I don't know why I wore a watch, but I did.
All right, so now let's get into top 5 Nickelodeon shows. let's start with Kenny first, then Drew, then me. Start at number five, then go up.
Okay, cool. That was my question.
All right. Let's get as contentious as we can be. So I'm going to start it off. Honorable mentions, iCarly, Cat Dog, Rocko's Modern Life, Ren and Stimpy, Rugrats, etc. Those are honorable mentions. Oh, yeah, Fairly Odd Parents. That's an honorable mention for myself, too. Wow. Number five, we starting at SpongeBob SquarePants, the OG seasons.
You heard me right.
Well, I said we'll be contentious in this moment.
Why did we have to go first?
We gonna get some dislikes on the fan page now.
Nah, number five. OG SpongeBob. Number five for me, OG SpongeBob. Back in the day, heck, man, that's the first dude. He's the OG. He's been on for too long. Unfortunately, the people at Nickelodeon are disrespecting the creator's wishes by still having him on and making all the reboots and spinoffs and movies and everything, because he said, just let it die if you can't come out with no more ideas. But number five, SpongeBob, so many memories.
Cool. Is that why it's five? Because of the extra stuff they're doing now?
No. I feel certain types of ways that the other four coming next. That's the reason why.
Man, you must have some emotional connection to the other four shows, because the fact that's, and the fact that you have iCarly as honorable mention, but iCarly is a legendary show.
iCarly is a legendary show, but
I love that show, but
it's just that it's just another show. Some other shows I feel like should be on the list. You understand my number four. I grapple between iCarly, Ned's Declassified, and one other show for this number four. But we'll get to that in a second. Y'all go ahead.
Man, go, man.
Number five is SpongeBob.
We can't have these conversations no more, bro.
Hey, yo, Drew, they got Mr. Meaty on their list.
they probably do, bro.
I'm not even gonna lie. It almost made my list too.
Say that with a straight face. Mr. Meaty's better than SpongeBob.
Later seasons. Current SpongeBob now. Mr. Meaty's better than that.
I don't think so. It's Mr. Meaty.
Mr. Meaty.
Say it out loud. Say Mr. Meaty.
Don't eat the buffalo. It's just like us with a lot less.
I don't even know what you're saying right now.
No.
That was the thing for Mr. Meaty. But yeah, go ahead, Jeff.
SpongeBob is definitely my number five. Not because it's like I don't not like SpongeBob. It's just like I just happen to favor the other four a little bit more. That's all. Nothing against, you know, SpongeBob. And I got my own little honorable mentions list too, actually.
Go ahead, bro.
I got Fairly Odd Parents, Mr. Meaty, and Avatar.
Oh. We cannot have these episodes no more, bro. These top fives be killing me, bro.
Nah, bro.
Say sight.
No sight.
Ain't no sight.
Oh my god.
You mean Avatar Korra? You mean Avatar?
Avatar.
All right, Sway. Who next?
I love Avatar next. Though. Don't get me wrong.
Go ahead, bro. You good, bro.
Do you though?
Hey, look, you know, look at it like this. It's in my top 10, not top five.
All right.
Wow. I'm next, but I don't think my list can rectify what just happened these last two tries. So let me start with my honorable mentions. My Life as a Teenage Robot. I love that show. Rocket Power. Kenan and Kel. Zoe 101. Love Zoe 101. That almost made my top five list. And Fairly Odd Parents.
Wait, why is Rocket Power in your honorable mentions?
It wasn't that good, but it was just enjoyable.
It was alright. I'm gonna be honest with you.
I mostly put that in my honorable mentions list anyway because of the video game they had. I love the video game more than the show. That joint was so fun. So that's why. But my number five is Jimmy Neutron, Boy Genius. It really could be higher on my list, but I really don't have a reason why it's number five and not like top three or nothing like that. But I love Jimmy Neutron. My favorite character is Carl. He's the funniest on the joint. Like the Carl memes. I sent y'all one in the group chat today. The Carl memes are just hilarious. So yeah, but I love Jimmy Neutron, especially the movie. The movie was fire.
Yo, his family was so funny.
like that episode when Jimmy had to stay the weekend over there and they were doing so weird. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So you got the llama.
Wow.
Marcus looks pissed, bro. This
man,
Jimmy Neutron is a good pick, but I'm gonna get into mine. My number five is Ned's The Classified School Survivor Guide.
I love that show.
That shit was classic.
Yeah, and I just love seeing these three kids growing up and just trying to make it through middle school. And it was way easier for them in middle school than regular middle school, because middle school kids don't give a fuck. Like, they don't care. They'll point out your insecurities and be like, that. But it was just great.
I mean, they gave some tips, and I wish they did, like, a high school college version for that shit. That shit would have been flame.
I was about to
Did you follow any of their tips?
I mean, heck, no. Some of them were dope, but I remember, like, the whole procrastination drink was, like, true as hell. I remember, like, they had a project that showed Ned, procrastinating for, like, a long-ass time. And that he comes, like, it's the days doing that nigga was stressing. I was like, yo, I felt that shit so And then the episode where that nigga farted or whatever, it's like, what if it said toot-toot? And then the classic episode had to be the sharing episode. Like, remember they were sharing food and everything, and he had, like, a sandwich, and he said, all right, let me share it. This nigga took a big-ass bite out of the sandwich.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I remember that.
It was just... I don't think Ned took his own notes, though, because with Susie and shit like that, y'all remember Susie?
Susie Crabgrass, bro.
Yeah, he used to be in love with Susie. All he had to do was just go talk to her, you know what I'm saying? The basketball dude was stupid.
He liked Moe's, bro.
They treated relationships like serious, and I know it's like a kid show, so they're going to do that. But if they was really real, they would have said that middle school relationships don't matter. So,
yeah.
Just go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I love that show, so that's my number five.
All right. So let's move on.
Here we go.
Number four for me. Drake and Josh.
Bro, oh my God.
I think that's an appropriate spot.
You said, I never find that to be so simple.
I found a way.
It was funny as hell. I mean, you understand?
The best opening.
I mean, the opening was flame. I mean, you got... from like back when they were young, when like Drake was just a pretty boy and Josh was just a fat nerd, and after that, like as time going along, they became more brothers. And after that, like my man Josh lost weight and started getting some holes on him too.
Mm-hmm. That was tough. I remember that.
And after that, like the game spirit, and he's like, it's spherical. And then after that, what's his name? And Miranda Crossgrove being Megan, and like with them like the whole time, and that she growing up and. It was just a good open experience. It was just hilarious as hell. Like, favorite episode had to be the one when they ran over Oprah. But, yeah.
I ran over Oprah!
What's the name? The dude that played Spencer on iCarly was hilarious, too. He worked at the movie theater. Crazy Steve? Was it Crazy?
Yeah, Crazy Steve.
Crazy Steve was hilarious. The lady that was on the Community, Helen was great. Like, the characters were really funny. Like, even their dad, Walter, like, that was funny.
I like how Megan started calling like Walter, and he would just be like, when did she start calling me that?
Like, she called dad, and I was like, damn, number four, Drake and Josh.
I didn't think of Drake and Josh. I was honestly kind of
not even on your list.
I was rushing because I was at work, and I was like,
"It's all good, bro. How you feeling?"
You wasn't rushing enough to put SpongeBob at five, though. That's one thing you remembered, huh?
I mean, if we're being honest, when you do think of Nickelodeon, you do think of SpongeBob, but at the same time,
That's why it's one.
I mean,
okay, go ahead. Put it at one. That's a little too far.
Go ahead, bro.
If we're being honest, that's really the case. But four for me is Kenan and Kel.
right. Fucks with it.
I love Kenan and Kel. That's a good show. Classic.
Yeah, you
show.
Love that orange soda. You do. Ooh.
What was that? The orange soda. Was Kenan and Kel? Is that different than the Good Burger? Or did Good Burger come from Kenan and Kel?
Good Burger came from All That.
Okay, from All That. Okay, never
mind. Yeah, it was a sketch on All That. Then at that, they turned into a movie.
Yeah, it just happened to just, you know, have like Kenan and Kel as the main characters.
Yeah, that was what confused me. I thought that was a skit from Kenan and Kel, and they just popped and went through. I love Good Burger. That was a great movie.
It was cool.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything else from Kenan and Kel except for the orange soda bit.
Are you serious?
I was really young when I was watching Kenan and Kel, and then they just went off air like forever.
They brought it back in like 2010 for a little bit, like on like Teen Nick, and then yeah.
That sounds like a cash grab to me. Oh, it's my turn. So I didn't know I had this at my four. I had Nesd classified as four. Yeah, like I said, they have so many moments. They used to call me they used to say I look like Cookie back in the day.
I wouldn't expect you to look like
Cookie. I wouldn't say Cookie.
Yeah. I know I look like Cookie. They said I look like Irwin too.
They say you did?
Yeah. Oh. They said I look like Irwin from
Billy and Mandy.
Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy.
No. So like Drew, I can actually see like the Cookie now, but not like the Cookie from like back then. But you know where, like, when he went to, like, Zeke and Luther, like, when he grew up, I can see that, like, that part. But
I remember that, yeah. I will have to show y'all a picture of, like, me when I was, like, a tween. And then y'all probably be like, oh, that's Cookie. But Cookie was one of the funniest characters on Nickelodeon. Like, I used to die. Like, Pea Cookie, Cowboy Cookie, I don't remember all of them, but like the fact that he used a printer out his butt, and like that joint was hilarious. And when he used the computers as his glasses, and he would look like
I know what you're talking about.
But Nancy Classified is really hilarious. Like, I really wish that we already said it, but I really wish that they made that joint to high school, because I definitely would have watched. And that probably would have helped, because I was in elementary school when Nancy Classified was out, so. Same. I was using middle school tips for elementary school, but I love that show. But yeah, Nizzy Classified is my fourth.
So my fourth is Rugrats. I just really loved how they showed how special a child's imagination is, and the creativeness is just unprecedented as far as like a cartoon show. And I remember I had a very wide imagination as a kid, so I could relate to Tommy and stuff like that, pretending like the floor is lava, jumping over furniture and stuff like that. And I remember me and my cousin used to pretend like my grandfather was like this alien nigga from whatever, and used to come downstairs with our Power Ranger toys and pretend to beat him up and stuff like that. So I just could relate, and yeah, I just loved it.
Did y'all hear about them weird myths about Rugrats saying that they're all?
Yeah, let's not talk about them, because they might be uncomfortable.
Are you talking about the creepy pasta shit? But no, I was saying how you felt about growing up though.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you want to just look it up?
No, I'm talking about all grown up, like the show. All grown up, the show.
I forgot about All Grown Up. That was good. I liked it.
I almost put in my honorable mentions, honestly.
It reminds me of you remember As Told by Ginger?
That's
my mom used to love that show.
Alright.
Oh really? Okay.
I guess it was like kind of mature a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's for 12-13 year olds.
Okay.
But, yeah. So we on to number three.
Three, boy. All right. Here we go.
Some people might click off because of this, but it's my number three. I don't give a fuck how you feel about it. Invader Zim.
Oh, nigga, you sounded like you was getting ready to say something like crazy.
Nah, Invader
Zim. He already said the craziest.
Yeah, I mean,
what was the craziest?
SpongeBob at five.
SpongeBob's at five.
That's the greatest cartoon.
This is how I feel, bro. SpongeBob,
arguably the greatest cartoon of all time.
I don't think it's an argument.
It's beginning run, yes, but my thing is, nah. But as far as that, you got to take it in total, but that's a different story. Invader Zim number three, reason why I put it number three, because it's just, it's hilarious, it's gross, it's everything you would really want to watch as like a child, as far as like when you're in middle school, because it's just so, it's so stupid, but it's just still comically entertaining too. It's like, Zim comes to Earth, and then after that, you have the tallest, and the only reason why they're the leaders is because they're taller than everybody. And then after that, Dib's trying to reveal that he's an alien, but nobody believes him because they're stupid. And it's just, Gur is still the funniest person, to like, funniest little thing ever. There's just different episodes. I mean, like, A Room with a Moose, the Valentine's Day special, the Christmas special. And even a little new movie thing that they came out with, yeah, it was this year. The movie, they came out on, like, what's the name of it? They came out with a Netflix special, Inner Florpus.
It was solid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was solid.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gave you back all the nostalgia feels and everything. And yeah, it was a good movie, a good show and everything. So yeah, number three, Invader Zim.
Oh, my number three is actually Hey Arnold. I loved Hey Arnold. I swear, it was just a vibe. The jazz music, the constant, like, symphony. Like, this man's life, low-key, like, it was low-key a soap opera, but it was so fire. Lila did him kind of dirty.
Arnold is definitely dating a black woman right now. That nigga was too smooth. Like, that's the reason he didn't date Helga, because he knew that he liked him some chocolate, so that's why he went.
Yeah. Arnold was a vibe. Like, even now, like, even if, like, I'm listening to, like, lo-fi hip-hop, I think of Hey Arnold. It's tough.
That's very random, I'll be honest with you.
But no, low-key, nigga, that's weird.
I didn't mean it like that.
Hey Arnold, man, bro. Hey Arnold be kicking it, bro.
Hey Arnold is a good show. Oh,
y'all messed up.
He's back. Okay. So my third is iCarly. It's really hard making this list up. Nick only has a lot of good shows. And I noticed that I love the sitcoms more than the actual, like, cartoon shows. I think I think Nickelodeon has the best sitcoms out of all Power Three.
They missed on was Unfabulous, because I never really got into that.
Fabulous. What's that?
It was the one with the white girl.
She had braces or whatever.
Better Unfabulous.
Yeah. I guess that's why I never heard of it.
Yeah,
I ain't watched that.
And like I said, it was mid. I mean, Zoe 101, like, that was like, that felt like my first.
Zoe 101 should be my top five, I'm be honest. Yeah, go ahead.
I got tired of Zoe 101.
It's not good. Rewatching it is not good.
Are you serious?
Yes, yeah, it's not. Exactly. It's not good.
Like, I mean, it's not good because a lot of the characters, some of the characters got in trouble with the law on some real creepy stuff. Like, Logan was a pedophile, so was the black kid too.
I didn't know any of that. I just
wait. Kyle Massey's brother.
He got into some stuff. Yeah.
Oh.
And also, the reason why they had to cancel the show is because Zoe got pregnant. And
yeah.
But that's not the reason why it's bad, though.
No.
I mean, I thought it was the reason why it was bad to you. It was weird going back watching that.
No, when they brought it back.
Oh, no. It was bad because of bad writing.
Yeah, when they brought it back onto, like, Teen Nick and everything, and I watched it, I was just like, this is... All right.
Y'all tripping. I enjoy that shit.
I mean, back when I was little, that shit was hitting.
Yeah, when you were young. Yeah. It hits, but you know, when you see it a little older, it's kind of.
Yeah. I guess I gotta rewatch it.
Oh. Zoe did Chase and everything like that.
Yeah, she kept doing that man dirty.
Yeah. That was dirty. I always say that. I was rooting for Chase the entire show. Yeah. But with iCarly, I think don't realize the impact that iCarly had. Like, iCarly's part of the reason why the internet has this type of humor, this type of random / slightly dark humor. Like, iCarly it was hilarious. I love the show. The concept was so unique compared to any other sitcoms that came out at that time. It felt like, I mean, it's made by the same weird dude, Snyder,
Dan Schneider. Yeah, unfortunately.
But it was, I mean, we all know this, a spinoff, but it's not really a spinoff from Drake and Josh. I love Drake and Josh, so it was not hard for, to love iCarly. And Miranda Cosgrove was really good on Nickelodeon. So, yeah, I love it. Yeah. I love iCarly.
They actually said that, like, the real story behind that was, like, Crazy Steve went extra crazy or something like that. And
I saw that.
Killed somebody, and then he kidnapped.
He kidnapped Megan and brainwashed her.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, that's funny. Oh, yeah. Spencer, he was hilarious, too. Go ahead. Yeah.
We're on three, right?
Yeah.
We're on three.
Okay. So, honorable mentions, I'm going to have to say before I continue, Victorious. Victorious was hilarious sometimes.
It was.
It had its moments.
I thought the later the show went on, it was hilarious. My sister used to watch it all the time, and so I saw it, and sometimes it had me laughing out loud. Like the only thing against it was that it really didn't have iCarly didn't have a straight and narrow story, but it had more of a story than Victorious did. But let me get into number three, Danny Phantom. Danny Phantom kind of brought superhero, kind of like a mainstream superhero vibe to my cartoons. It was like one of the first superheroes I actually cared about. Before that, I really wasn't into superheroes, and I just thought the story was good, and it maintained like some of the comedy from Fairly Odd Parents, because both of them are created by Butch Hartman. And I just like Danny. He wasn't a stereotypical hero. Danny had his faults and stuff like that. He was kind of dumb, but he always did what was best at the end of the day. And that's why I like that show.
That's a good one.
I think that's a classic show. Number two for me would be Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Number two.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to find
out. What is your number one?
You'll find out. But anyways, Avatar: The Last Airbender.
It's Danny Phantom.
Heck, man. That's a piece of art right there. I mean, from start to finish. I mean, you get the original gang, you get Aang, Katara. And Katara and Sokka, and after that they get Appa, Momo, then they add Toph to the group, and then they get Zuko, like, as far as that's like one of the best character developments ever. Mm-hmm. See him go from just being a daddy's boy, trying to regain his honor, to accepting himself and his flaws, and that they're helping the Avatar. Mm-hmm. And it was that's still an emotional scene to this day, like when he sees Uncle again after like the whole Bossy Save thing, and that they hug and cry and all that. And it's just great, and at that great ending. And the only thing I wish that we never had is the remake into live action.
Oh, yeah. That is just so sad, truly.
Off topic here, which one do you think is worse, the live action Avatar or the live action Dragon Ball?
I didn't see the Dragon Ball one.
I think it was Avatar. To be honest, I could at least like finish Dragon Ball, but Avatar, I 30 minutes of that was just like, it was just disgusting.
Mm-hmm. I haven't watched either.
You're in the right to not watch either. Oh, God. Yeah. But Avatar, number two, don't recommend any of the live action stuff. But as far as the second part, only watch the first season. Okay. That's all originally meant to be. But people say the second part was good. I didn't watch it. See your own. But that's me, number two, Avatar.
They have you mean second part? You mean Korra?
Yeah.
He doesn't even say the name. He just says
throw some respect on Korra. He didn't even say the name.
I'm calling it what it is. It's the second part.
Dang. Like, we don't talk about that girl over there. Y'all gonna show Korra some respect one day when y'all actually sit down and watch it when they throw those reruns on.
I enjoyed the first season of it with Amon. That was the villain's name, right? Amon?
Yeah, Amon.
Yeah, the second season was bad to me, but the next two were crazy.
Oh, so they have four seasons.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
In the third season, the terrorists come. And on the fourth season, they have like a Hitler. A Hitler version of a Earthbender, whatever. She's trying to make a dictatorship.
I'll check it out. Check it out when I get the chance. But I won't lie, Avatar had like the best movie, honestly. Like that, that Avatar against like the Fire Lord was top tier. We're on number two, right? So. My name is gonna hate me. I'm Rocket Power.
Okay, I'm not surprised.
I'm not gonna say anything.
He did say Rocket Power was on his list. I mean, heck, bro, it's gonna come.
What do y'all have against that show? That
joint was alright.
What do you have that's for that show? It's the better question,
all right, bro. It was alright.
You even skateboard, bro? Like. do you ride a bike? Like, do you do X-Force things? Do you do sports? Like, what?
I mean, don't we watch these shows for like the adventure of it, like the fantasy of it? I mean,
it was as far as reruns, I would barely rewatch the reruns, bro.
I mean, none of us live under like the sea in a pineapple, but I mean, come on now, what's wrong with y'all now?
The only reason, I like Rocket Power, but the only thing that kept me going was thinking that Otto and his sister were black, and they looked black, but I don't think they were black.
I thought that was like Samoan or something like that.
Yeah, they're like, what's in Samoan or something.
I mean, that's still black, really, but, you know.
Right.
I mean, it was a cool show.
I don't know if that's black. Samoan is like...
I mean, it's not African-American,
that's
but
East
I mean...
Asian, bro.
Yeah. Oh, it is?
Okay. Asian, yeah. But yeah, the nigga had dreads or something. Yeah, dreads. And I was just like, yeah, that's my man's Otto. And he, you know, doing X game shit, you know. Black people, we do everything, not just, you know, basketball and shit. Otto was out there repping for us, for real, for real.
All right, Justin.
So why is that your number two?
I got my number two.
You haven't explained that yet.
Is that... Dang, why is
he don't know, yo.
Let's go.
It just came from the heart.
It's a fun show. I mean, like, you know, the way they just shred and just rip it up. Dude.
Oh, God, Justin. Okay. All right.
He said shred and rip it up.
Shred and rip it up. You ain't say one part of the show that you like. That actually happened in the show, not just shred rip it up. What was you know? I'm not even going to interrogate you on this. That's your opinion. You're entitled to it. Rocket Power, second. Okay.
All right. I mean, only thing I remember that one episode when that uncle came up with like a hot dog hamburger, and I was like, "Why are you doing this?"
Do you remember that part, Justin?
I do actually. And wasn't it because like what's his face? He stopped buying like the hamburger buns.
Yeah.
Everything. And then like Tito kept on going, like, he was like, Raymundo, where are my hamburger buns?
He was like, hey man, we're making a new thing. We combining it, bro. We saving the cause right here.
He called it the hot durgers. I was like, okay. Tough.
Yeah.
So for my number two is, hold on, what is my number two? Okay, my number two is Drake and Josh. Kind of the same reason for iCarly, really. But I think Drake and Josh is better. And it's also the original, really. I also think it has, you don't see character development in sitcoms.
Right.
But you did in Drake and Josh.
Yeah.
I mean, it was only with Drake and Josh, but I mean, who else would it be with? I think they did it because Josh Peck got skinnier, and it was like it's kind of stupid for somebody that's like, you know, like a regular built person that they would still be like the fat kid or whatever. So I thought that was pretty cool seeing Drake and Josh's relationship change towards the end of the show, and like how I mean, I'm not trying to get too deep on it. It's still Drake and Josh, but like how he started like respecting him and all that stuff, and you know when he had Mindy. Yeah, that was real cool to see. Like the episodes got funnier towards the end of it too. But they had so many, like I said, they already had so many funny characters. And, yeah, I just really love Drake and Josh. It's on Hulu, and I saw some episodes, probably a couple months ago, and I was still cracking up laughing. Like it was 2006 or whatever. But also, side note, part of this is because I didn't really watch the shows as a kid, but just want to let y'all know, I do not have Danny Phantom or Avatar on my list. Just want to let y'all know.
All this slander.
All this slander. You don't have just. And you ain't got this in your list.
I said I didn't watch them. Y'all already know.
I didn't watch the Kettle Black. Oh my God.
Look, you haven't watched Avatar The Last Airbender?
I mean, no, he did say this on the previous
episode. I said this before.
So he didn't watch Avatar at all.
You know, but you know, I thought you at least
watched a little bit of Danny.
You know, when trauma, you know, leads you to forget the trauma? I think that's what happened when he said that. Because, oh my God.
I'm sorry, y'all. But
it's been, like 1 month and you still haven't watched Avatar The Last Airbender?
I mean, I got better stuff to watch than Avatar.
Wait, no. OG Avatar.
No.
Oh, he left. Oh, man.
No, listen. Drew, even Taiwan, my friend Taiwan, he literally just...
Oh, yeah, Taiwan.
He just finished watching Avatar like a month ago, and he said he loved it.
Look, that's cool. I never said Avatar is trash. I never said I'm never watching Avatar. I just haven't gotten to it. So why would I put something in my list that I haven't watched? That's logic.
All right, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, I think it's worse for somebody like Justin that's seen all these shows and still put a show like Rocket Power at 2. I think that's worse. I haven't seen Avatar, and I've barely seen that. I mean, I know about Danny Phantom, but
I've watched it, and I can make that opinion, yes.
That's worse.
He said that's worse.
I haven't seen it.
All right, Marcus, what's up? What's on your number two, bro?
I'm sorry.
SpongeBob SquarePants is arguably the best cartoon ever. The best long-running cartoon ever. It has pervaded the culture in a measurable way. Every meme you see, one out of four of them is SpongeBob. Everybody knows SpongeBob. Everybody loves SpongeBob. I think SpongeBob got a lot of people to be non-homophobic because we knew the nigga was kind of... I think they just said he was gay last year or this year.
They said, well, basically they put out a thing when they had like Pride Month with a lot of characters and people were getting mad to say he was gay, but they never said he was gay because what's name said he's asexual. But, yeah.
The creator said he's asexual, but Nickelodeon tweeted out that he's gay. Like, I don't know. Was that last year? Or was this? No, 2020 is so long.
2020 has been 3 years and one, but still.
It was definitely last year.
But SpongeBob is hilarious. The writing was great. I wish they would stop it to maintain its greatness. But if I think maybe a year before it came out, if you told somebody that a sponge living under the sea cooking burgers would be one of the best cartoons of all time, they would be like, you're fucking crazy. And it's an excellent show. So SpongeBob is number two.
You know, when you break that down like that.
That is hilarious.
Wow, that is actually the most creative thing I've ever heard. Sponge under the sea. Living a life.
They expanded it because he's out here catching.
Living in a pineapple.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. If that sounds like creativity.
Okay.
If that was mentioned in like Nickelodeon's board meetings, I really want to see their initial reaction. I know it wasn't. Go do it. I'm sure they was like, get out. And then the creator probably brought it back and was like, nah, this is fire. That's crazy the way you put it. Like, it's so random.
I mean, the only reason he got that opportunity was because he worked on Rocko's Modern Life before that.
Yeah.
The creator. So, yeah.
R.I.P. Steve Hillenburg. But, I mean, heck, that is a crazy idea and great creativity. Brightside, they picked it up. Unfortunately, some people, when they see stuff that's crazy, they do pick it up, like Uncle Grandpa on Cartoon Network, because that shit was trash. But we're not getting on Kids or Cartoon Network. We're on Nickelodeon. So we're getting to number one. All right. Number one for me, top five Nickelodeon shows, my man's Danny fucking Phantom. Number one.
We kind of knew that though.
You can tell, like, if you ain't hear Danny, as far as Mount of Mentions, you ain't hear it, it's going to be number one. Like, that was, as far as looking back on Nickelodeon, that was by far my favorite show to watch on that whole network. Like, I mean, the guy was in, I mean, he was in high school. You got Sam and Tuck as his friends. They help out. His sister Jazz, and they fight ghosts. And also, the man's also low-key OP as hell. I mean, you got all the ghost parts. You got flight, invisibility, intangibility, ectoblast, ghostly whale, ghost sense. On top of that, he can make multiples of himself. And then after that, in the later season, he gets ice powers too. Like, that makes him OP as fuck, but he's still humble about it. And also, he has, like, a human half. So, I mean, he's not always, all the time, overpowered and shit. And, like, it was just dope to see, like, his stuff fighting different ghosts. And the finale was flame. Like, all the specials, I had to say, was flame. Like, the Halloween one was flame. The ultimate enemy, which we watched, was flame. So was the one where he fought the guy from the circus who had the Infinity Gauntlet. And the final thing was flame, too. So, number one, Danny Phantom. That was fun.
It would be cool if, like, we did see, like, his future self, but in the good version, in a little continuation, because his future self was fire, but just, you know, messed up with Vlad and all that. But,
Like, if they did, like, a kind of, like, remember when Ben 10 had, like, the Ben 10,000 episode?
Yeah. I love that
episode. Something like that for Danny Phantom. That shit would be lit.
Yeah. I love that episode. My number one is going to be Rocko's Modern Life.
I fuck with it.
It's a classic.
It's a classic.
I love that show, honestly.
Drew's face, brother, disgust.
I don't know what it is today. It's just Drew hates Justin Day. It's cool, though.
it's not, bro. It's SpongeBob at 5. Rocko's Modern Life at 1.
Rocko's Modern.
Nah, Drew. You can't criticize somebody until you watch Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Until you watch Avatar and get some respect on Danny Phantom name, you can't really get on that bed just today, bro. Uh-uh.
Me?
Just ain't here yet.
Me?
Yes, you.
All
right. But go ahead.
I'll mute myself.
But nah, Rocko was just classic, man. This man worked in a comic book store. This well, man, I don't know. It was just, he was a wallaby.
I mean, low key, they said he worked at a sex shop or something.
Didn't they say he was a sex phone operator?
Yeah, your phone operator. That's what
he's like, yeah, baby. How you feel?
That's wild. That's like OG Nickelodeon. That's wild.
Yeah, like even if you go back and watch, like, what's that joint called?
Ren and Stimpy?
That joint is wild. Like,
what you mean, talk about like the song log episode?
Yeah.
But yeah, Rocko was wild and everything. I mean, you had him, Heifer, the turtle,
Filbert. Oh man, that show was just, it was just hilarious, man. Like, oh my gosh, man.
Did you watch the special on Netflix?
I wasn't able to. Is it still on Netflix?
It's still on there.
I'll check it out. Yeah.
It's basically that what was the name of the frog neighbors again?
Ed Bighead?
Yeah, like their son. Well, yeah, their son came back and had a sex change.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah.
I'll check it out. Why not?
Yeah.
Okay. That's definitely a modern life.
Yeah.
So my number one is SpongeBob. It is the, like what Marcus said, is the greatest, funniest, the most relevant to this day cartoon that's ever been animated and displayed on a television screen. Like, you know, the episodes and like the moments, real, like this every moment a SpongeBob situation hasn't covered. Like, it's just so funny. There's so many more. I really can't even name him. Like, that's how mean it is. It's just the funniest. Yeah. Patrick is by far the funniest character. Just because how stupid he is. So SpongeBob is not even close in my opinion. But the memes are just endless. Like, there's so many SpongeBob memes that I have in my camera roll right now. There's a SpongeBob meme for every situation, like I said. So, you know, it's SpongeBob. I'm not gonna say much. It's just SpongeBob. It's okay.
Firmly grasp
it. Come on, man. I can pull up a whole compilation.
Pinky up when you're fancy.
Pinky's up.
Listen, I don't need it. I don't need it.
Okay. When Patrick started coughing, bro. Come on.
Oh my God.
Bro, that sounded terrible.
Bro, he really had like COVID 22, bro. That jump was bad, bro. But that's not my one.
They actually made a meme about that too, where he was like coughing like that, and they were like, when you first get the symptoms of COVID-19, I was like, this is crazy. Yeah.
Let me tell you guys my number one, which should have been number one on all of you guys' list, but it's okay. You know, it's all right. I have to give the number one spot to Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Okay.
It may be one of the best told. It's not even like I can't even say the best cartoon, because it's one of the best stories, period, I've ever seen. The writing is incredible. It is the ultimate example of how to interact with a culture or cultures that aren't yours and giving respect to those cultures. We see these kids grow up and mature in this war, and they have to make, you know, real life decisions. We see Aang, who is interesting because it's an action show, but Aang is a pacifist, and he only fights when he has to. Mm-hmm. Just seeing him deal with that, seeing these complex like politics and stuff like that, and it's never dull. It's amazing that it has all this complexity and all this nuance and all of this stuff, but it was still appealing to kids. Like, we understood it. We understood the politics. We understood how important Aang was, like his like what he meant to the world and his values. You learned a lot, and any kid that watched Avatar: The Last Airbender spent hours just thinking about what kind of bending they want to do and the moves they come up with, and just hours of imagination. I feel just immensely thankful to those two creators that created Avatar: The Last Airbender, because it's just amazing. It's hard to come up with like the words to explain how great this TV show is. Number one, no doubt.
I respect that, bro.
I mean, yeah, it's my number two. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You gotta watch it, Drew. You gotta watch it.
You gotta rewatch.
But can't just respect it from afar.
It's all right. I'm about to say something that y'all might, you know, my book, I think, is better written than Naruto.
Almost ended this meeting. Almost ended this meeting right now.
This has been a good
It's better written than Naruto.
I can see where you're coming from.
But it's better written than Naruto.
Apparently we're on Black Blasphemy instead of
really say Avatar: The Last Emperor isn't written better than Naruto.
I ain't letting that slide.
Written better.
I'm not letting it slide.
I mean, Drew, you never seen it, so you can't.
I don't care.
I've seen it, and I'm not letting it slide.
I mean, guys, he didn't say it was better than Naruto.
I didn't say it was better. I still have better memories with Naruto, but the story-wise, it was written way better than Naruto. The world was way more developed than Naruto. The characters are way better written. They stay consistent. They're not. It is what it is.
That's your opinion. You can rock it, big fella. Only thing I say is wrong. But yeah,
that makes me not want to watch it.
It is better. Thank you guys for viewing and listening to another episode of The Blurreds. Feel free to follow us on Twitter, Instagram @TheBlurredsWord, and on our Facebook page called The Blurreds. Matter of fact, If you agree with either of us that Naruto is better than Avatar The Last Airbender, or you agree with me that Avatar is better than Naruto. Wait, what was the first thing?
Yeah, you was right.
Okay. Tweet at us at the Blur's Word with hashtag whoever's better. Just tell us your views. Who's better? Tell us who's right. I know I'm right, but you know, I just want the visual.
This is coming from the same guy who said Shikamaru would have been a better Okage than a fourth. But
don't forget to subscribe to us at the Blurs on YouTube and like our videos. Also, feel free to leave us a 5-star review and a positive comment on your favorite podcast aggregator. And see y'all next time.
All right, we're out.